Well, hello and welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I'm going to, Lord willing, be with you each day for a week here to take a look at some of the things in God's Word again. I trust that you're getting a blessing from other brothers that are calling in and sharing and spending time in God's Word and encouraging you and being encouraged themselves as they share the bread of life. I'd like to take a look at a subject here that, if the Lord is willing, we will be looking at this more than one time this week. But I'd like to just talk about some promises. I'd like you to think about promises just for a moment and get your mind thinking about that as we prepare to go into God's Word. I was thinking about promises that we make. I don't know about you, but I know that there have been times when I made promises and I wasn't able to, or I didn't keep the promise. And I know that our intentions can be very good and we want to make right with what we say. But sometimes we fail, even as hard as we try, as diligent as we want to be. There are times when we come up short there. And hopefully that is not very often, and hopefully God gives us grace to do better. But I think if we all were really forthright and honest about this subject, we would be able to say we've broken a promise here or there somewhere. And we didn't keep our word and do the thing that we said we were going to do. Now, my intention is not to dig up all those things, but I just I think it's a common thing. I think it's something that we probably have all struggled with at one time or another. As I said, we want to, and we have very good intentions. But sometimes things get in the way, and sometimes maybe even we forget. Whatever the reason may be, there's times when we make promises and we failed to complete it and keep it. As human beings, we find that we don't always keep our promises. But when we take a look at God and what He says, we know for sure that He is going to come through. And if God said it, it's as good as done. Now, it'd be nice if we could say that about our own selves, and maybe you listening today have a very good record of keeping your word. But I want to just point out here that God, whenever God says something, He will always do it. And we're going to look at a few examples here and find out that sometimes there's room for doubt, but God always does it. If He says it, He's good to His word. And I'm thinking of Abraham, and Abraham was a man that he came from a land that was full of idolatry and all kinds of worshiping of strange gods. And God made a covenant with Abraham. And you remember the story, Abraham and his wife Sarai, she was barren, and so they had no children. And God made a covenant with Abraham, and He told Abraham, you will have a son. I'm going to give you a son. And not only that, but God conveyed to Abraham that He was also going to bring a Savior through his loins. He was going to bless all nations through Abraham. Now, Abraham, if he looked at it from a human perspective, he could have really been taken aback because he didn't have any children. And here God was making promise to him and telling him, of a surety, you will have a son. And there will be, through that lineage, a Messiah, a Savior that comes to the world. and blesses all nations. I think of David. David was in the lineage of Abraham. David came through the lineage of Abraham and Sarah. You remember, well, I'll read a passage here in just a moment here, but backing up to Abraham there, we know that Abraham waited 25 years for Isaac. And so I know that'd be very easy to get discouraged in there and to wonder, what is going on? God said it, and I believe it, but where is he? And there's a lot of different things could be said right in this portion of the story, but what happened was 25 years later, Isaac was born. God said he'd do it, and he did it. David was born in that lineage, and David also knew that Messiah would come through his lineage. God had made promises. He let him know, and David was a very faithful man. He was a man after God's own heart, and he knew that Messiah was coming. And nobody knew just exactly when, but the prophets knew. God spoke to them, and they knew that Messiah was going to come through the Jews. And I'd like to just read to you a couple of verses in Matthew, and we'll just take a look here. I'm going to read Matthew 1:1, and he starts out, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." And we see that lineage is connected there. Abraham was the father of our faith. He was the father of all the Jews. And then later on comes David, and through David, Jesus Christ. I'm going to skip down, and if you want to read that, feel free. I hope you'd go back through and read it. He begins to then go through the lineage, and he names them, and he shows how all this came about. And then I'm going to skip down to verse 17. And he says, "So all the generations of Abraham to David are 14 generations. 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations." And so if you take a look there and find out what God was saying to his people, there was 42 generations that transpired before Messiah came. 42 generations. Now, you know, if you talk to an Orthodox Jew today, they will tell you that they're waiting for their Messiah. They are still waiting for Messiah. And I talked to a Jew just not too long ago, and he was telling me that, yeah, they're waiting for Messiah. And I thought, you know, poor people, they need to have their eyes opened. He has come. Now, it did take 42 generations. That's quite an amazing amount of time. But God kept his word. His promise was good, and he came through, and he brought Messiah into this world. God's word is very predictable. We don't know sometimes the timing, but we know if God says it, it's absolutely going to happen. It's already done in heaven. And so it's an amazing thought to think of like that, that God is true to his word. And he is never, ever going to be failing his word. If he says it, it's absolutely true. Sometimes we're challenged in that. Sometimes we wonder. But I want to encourage you today, and I'd like to go through some scripture and other examples, maybe another time, that we can take a look and see where God said it and he did it. And we know that if we read the book of Revelation, there's so many things in there, and some of them are very difficult to understand and to follow through. But we do see that God has already laid out exactly what's going to happen in the end times. And he sees it all, he knows it all, and he is faithful through it all. And Lord willing, we're going to get into some scriptures. They're going to show some of the wonderful promises that God has given to you and to me and to all those that call upon his name. And we want to be able to be assured in our hearts that this is for me. This is for you. This is for those that believe in Jesus Christ and cling to his word and look to him for his promises. And so I'm just kind of whetting your appetite just a little bit. Hopefully, Lord willing, I want you to be even thinking of some yourself, because this is by no means are we going to come close to looking at even a small portion of all these promises that God has for us. But it will be good for us to look at the Word of God and to be able to connect with that God's Word is true and that he is going to come through no matter what. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the circumstances are, it doesn't matter. God said it, he's going to do it. And so with that, I would like to consider these things and be thinking on them, and we'll take a look another time here at some scriptures to verify this very thing, that God is going to do some mighty, wondrous things for his people. God bless you as you consider these things, and may God be your strength today and each day as you look to him.